Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Before we get into today's topic, I want to once again mention the Spring Vision Banquet that's being sponsored by Utah Partnerships for Christ. It's going to be Friday, May 17th at 5:30 p.m. at Mill Creek Baptist Church, which is located at 1515 East, 4500 South. I have been honored and asked to be the keynote speaker that evening. I would love to see you come out. But if you're interested in attending this fundraising banquet, the Spring Vision Banquet is going to be May 17th, 5:30 at Mill Creek Baptist Church. For information on purchasing tickets online, you can go to their website, upfc.org. That's www.upfc.org. Eric, whenever we speak at a church, it's not uncommon for either you or me to ask the people in attendance, how many have had a member of the LDS church come up to them and say, well, we're Christians just like you? On percentage, how many hands go up in a crowd?
Oh, everybody.
It's almost everybody puts their hand up. They have had some Latter-day Saint make that kind of a comment. Now, the reason we put on our presentations, whether it's a one-night introduction to Mormonism or whether it's a four-hour symposium on a Saturday or over a couple of nights, clearly what we are showing, documented from their own sources, because when we put on these presentations, our PowerPoints, most of what we have are quotations from LDS sources. Now, there could be a number of reasons why a Latter-day Saint makes a comment like that, that they're Christians just like us. It could be either that Mormon really doesn't know what Christians believe, what we as Christians believe. I know they say that they're Christians too, but keep in mind the context that I'm using here. It could be that they don't understand what we as Christians believe. It could be that they don't really understand what Mormonism teaches or what Mormons are supposed to believe. Maybe this person was a convert to Mormonism and has no idea some of the deeper things of Mormonism, because they would have never known to ask those kind of questions of the missionaries. And let's be serious, how much do most teenage missionaries really know about their faith? And I often ask Mormons, if you were to draw a circle on a piece of paper, fill it in according to your knowledge of your faith, how much of that circle would be filled in? Most honest Mormons admit that probably not very much of that circle would be filled, which tells me that there could be a lot of things out there that could show them, if they knew what to say, if a person knew what to say, could demonstrate to that Latter-day Saint that there's some serious, serious problems with the Mormon faith.
I'm going to suggest that there are many Christians out there who, if they knew what to say, as you're talking about, would. But because they don't say anything, and I think that's a tragedy.
And if they know anything at all about Mormonism, they say, because Mormons always say, well, if you want to know about Mormonism, well, ask a Mormon. Do you really think that your Mormon neighbor is just going to blurt out to you, knowing where you're coming from, oh yeah, we believe in millions of gods, I believe I'm going to become a god, and you have the potential to be a god?
Not happening.
It's not going to happen. That, I mean, it's not that I've never heard that happening, but it's just not very often that that happens. They are not usually going to bring up those things that are unique to the Mormon faith. Most of the time, Latter-day Saints will bring up something they think that you might agree with them on.
Well, it's couched in saint speak. I mean, they can say the same things that a Christian would say, such as God, Jesus, salvation, atonement. And unfortunately for the Christian, they have different meanings. And if you don't know what those meanings are, then you're going to be confused and think that they're similar when they really aren't. In fact, in our book, Answering Mormons Questions, we put in the back a glossary of the terms so a Christian could go back there and better understand when they say this is probably what they're meaning.
I think today, though, in our modern information age, a Christian is really without excuse when it comes to being prepared, not only talking to members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but really talking to just about any group. If you, for instance, are working alongside a person of who knows what kind of religious background, the information is there, and I think as Christians we should do due diligence and study up on what a person may believe so that we can engage them in a meaningful dialogue. Now, at MRM, we make this information available. Our heart is certainly for the LDS people. Our heart is for Utah. We live here. We moved here purposely for ministry. People ask, why'd you come to Utah? Ministry.
And it's funny because even Christians at my church will look at me and they kind of say, really? You moved here because of ministry? They don't realize that. I mean, it really is. This is the great place to do evangelism all in the Western United States.
Our heart's desire has always been to minister and educate the body of Christ. This is why we offer ourselves to go to churches to speak on this subject, and we try to make it as affordable as possible. If, for instance, in Salt Lake City, we're here. It doesn't cost us a lot to come to a church in the Salt Lake City area. Now, naturally, we can't go across the country or out of state and without incurring some kind of bills in order to do that. But here in Salt Lake City, if you know your pastor might be interested in doing something on this subject, we're here. Give us a call, and we would be glad to help you out in any way we can.
Well, and we have a symposium. We call it Compassionate Boldness, and it's a four-hour Saturday morning teaching is what we usually do from 9 in the morning till 1. And if a church would sponsor us to come, I mean, you get your people to come. We can advertise on this radio show and let people know about it as well. We just did one last month at a local church. We had 60 people show up, and it was snowing outside. So people really do want this information. But in this 4 hours, we're talking about the basic background of how this church started, kind of an introduction.
And
why? An introduction to this church. We're talking about the Book of Mormon. We're talking about God and the Trinity and the differences between Mormonism and Christianity on that major topic, and we're talking about salvation. But not only are we doing that and just teaching the basics, but we're also teaching Christians how to have conversations, giving them questions they ought to ask, things to avoid, lots of tips. So this is not just a head knowledge presentation that we're trying to give. And 4 hours sounds like a lot, but the people always tell us, man, that went by really fast, and they can't believe that. And because we do take breaks after every hour, but the church is being benefited when its people not only are better understanding so they can share with their friends and family who are Latter-day Saints, but it keeps people from joining this church. More than half of their members come from Christian backgrounds, and what a shame it is for even one Christian from any of the churches here in this valley for somebody to become a Mormon. And we hear this happening regularly. And for them to have the information before it gets to that point, I think is crucial.
Well, I think it's sad when we have Christians telling us, well, I talked to my Mormon friend, and it sounds like we believe the same. How can that possibly be when one of the foundational tenets of the Mormon Church is that all professing Christian churches are in a state of apostasy?
Yeah.
There's just no way you can say that they believe like us when they have a foundational belief like that. Joseph Smith made it very clear that all the churches were wrong, their creeds were an abomination, their professors are corrupt, and how in the world can you take that and then all of a sudden make it say, well, they're Christians just like us? If you're a Christian thinking that, there's a lot you need to learn. And we've been doing this, well, combined between you and myself, we've got over 60 years worth of study in
this
topic.
That's a long time.
And we've been out on the streets. We've talked to the average street Mormon. We know what a lot of Mormons are supposed to believe as it's being taught from church headquarters and in general conference and in the church manuals. We are fully aware that there is a lot of folk Mormonism out there. We've had Mormons show up at some of the meetings, and sometimes they like to, you know, talk about what they believe, and some of the people there, their jaws are just hanging on the table. They can't believe what they're hearing.
Well, because we're not making any of this up.
No, and they find out very quickly, because we are using LDS sources, we're not just giving our outside critique, we're allowing those leaders to speak for themselves. You know, what's the mantra we hear Mormons always say? Well, if you want to know what we believe, ask us. Don't tell us what we believe, ask us. We've been doing that for, almost four decades we've been doing
1979.
That. I've been studying this since about I got saved in 1973, started studying almost immediately in early 74.
Listen, we have two objectives in this ministry, and I don't think people always understand what they are, but one is certainly to reach out to the Mormon people. That's why we're here in Utah. We have lots of opportunities. But I think just as important is to inform the Christian church about what Mormonism teaches, because we can't be in all places, but we can inform you as the believers so that you can actually share with people that we would never get a chance to share with. That we hear stories all the time. You get email every month, I think, from somebody who says something that somebody told me that they got information from you, or they maybe got it straight from our website, that caused them to rethink their Mormonism. Oh, yeah. And that's why we're here. So if you're a pastor or you're a church member who knows that your congregation needs to have us in, I want to ask you, call the ministry or write us at contact@mrm.org. We would love to find out a church here in the Valley that would like to have us. We will come either speak one evening or we can speak that Saturday morning and we can make that work.
And most of our, sadly, most of our speaking engagements last year were out of state.
All of them were.
All of them were out of state.
And that's the thing. And I'm not trying to make too much out of this, but when Jesus said a prophet's not honored in his own country, it's kind of interesting that here we are, and you spoke more in Utah when you were living in Southern California
than you
do now. And because it's like a privilege to have you here. But here we are, and we want to come. Mm-hmm. I just had a chance myself to speak at a church in Salt Lake City, a small church, for two times. And oh my goodness, they just swallowed the information. They were so grateful for it. And they said they were going to go out and use it. That's what we're here for.
And I know a lot of pastors are really worried about the demeanor and how the information is going to be disseminated. And we try very hard to be very Christ-honoring in the way we present this. We know that this is a sensitive subject.
Yep.
We're very much aware of that. We've been doing this quite a while. And so we don't come off, you know, being brash, cocky, or anything like that. We want to be sensitive to this, and we try to present it in such a manner. And if that's something that maybe your church might be interested in, please, by all means, get a hold of us. And we'd love to set something up with you and educate the body so that we might really make a positive impact among the Mormon people.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic. And this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.